When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the air from 1 until 4. Ken's off today. And then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you can catch it on the John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app after 4 o'clock. We've got two rounds of the Moist Line. We're throwing a hack in a dumpster. And we've got this hack. And a dumpster candidate has just hit the scene in the past week. We had not been aware of him, and he's getting a one-way ticket. We're going to talk now with one of our favorite guests, Deputy District Attorney John Lewin, who's been laboring under George Gascon for the last 2.5 years. And, everybody is pointing fingers at Gascon for creating this environment where you can now have it just seems almost every other day, these smash and grab robberies where they think about $1 million worth of merchandise has been stolen when you add up all the shopping centers and all the expensive stores that's been hit. Let's get John on to talk about it. How are you?
I'm great, John. Hey, first of all, I have to do the usual. I am in no way representing Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. These are my personal views and my personal views alone and do not reflect Mr. Gascon's views whatsoever. And that's primarily because let everybody out of prison's George certainly doesn't agree with anything I have to say. So let's get right into it. The smash and grabs. First of all, terrible week for George Gascon, humiliated by Karen Bass, who didn't even invite him to her big press conference because she understands that he is not the solution to the smash and grab problems. He is the cause of them. And this goes back, John, to Prop 47, which Gascon wrote, which in essence legalized theft, it legalized drug use. And when you combine that with his policies, which are to not prosecute juveniles for just about anything, to never, ever transfer them up to adult cases, we're in a situation where you have a bunch of adults and juveniles themselves who understand that when they go into a store, whether they use weapons, whether they are, there's 10 of them, 20 of them, it doesn't matter. They know nothing of substance will happen to them. And if you let people steal a bunch of stuff and you don't punish them and they have no fear of being punished, they will continue it. What does George have to say? George says, well, actually, crime is great. He's got it under control. Just read his midterm policy report. George always has some misleading lying statistic. We ought to hear what we heard from Todd Spitzer, which said, quote, I will lock them up in prison for as long as possible. George won't do that because, as we know, the prisoners love him so much, they're getting his face tattooed on themselves. So it's an absolute cluster.
Is that right?
You want to hear some ideas?
Hold on, John. Was that a joke or that actually is happening?
Oh, no. There was a video, if you recall, there was a video of a prisoner being caught on a jail call or a jail visit saying that George Gascon's going to get him off. He was a murderer. He's going to get freed, and then he's going to get George's face tattooed on himself. You can't make it up, John. You want to talk about some solutions that George Gascon won't talk about to what you do about smash and grabs?
Yeah. Go through the whole list.
So, one, basically, George has made it with the increase up to $950. Those are all misdemeanors. And by the way, even when they're arrested, these guys are let off more quickly than someone hunting endangered trout in a lake. Okay? They're hooked, and they are back out swimming within, 2 minutes. So here's what you can do. You can charge felony conspiracy to commit theft. It's a conspiracy to engage a felony. That's a conspiracy when you have these individuals engage in theft. That makes it a felony right away. Of course, George doesn't do anything about felonies, so that's a problem as well. You can charge robbery. And the idea would be that when you have this number of people using smashing tools to intimidate store employees, security guards, bystanders from intervening, that satisfies the element of force or fear, which is required for robbery. George doesn't do that. You can also urge the courts to set monetary bail based on the serious nature of the offense and the likelihood that those offenses are going to continue before the criminal justice system can act to change an individual's behavior. Now, unfortunately, George's policy is absolutely no bail, presumptively, no cash bail for non-serious, non-violent offenses. You can allege weapons and gang allegations. So, by the way, let's take a step back. Why do we have all these juveniles committing these crimes, oftentimes at the behest of adults? Because the juveniles and the adults know nothing's going to happen to the juveniles. We have the same problem when you go back to the 90s where you had youngsters, juveniles, pulling the trigger on these murder cases. And what we ended up doing is we lowered the age to fitness them up to adulthood so that it took the incentive away for 14 and 15-year-olds to be pulling the trigger because they could be fitnessed up to adulthood.
Right. Yeah, that's really important to point out is that the gang leaders purposely had the young teenagers do the dirty work of shooting somebody dead because they would have special protections. And
let me add something else that's really important, John, which they've done now. George Gascon supported the law that basically eliminated, got rid of, in essence, aider and abettor accomplice liability where you have individuals who are non-shooters. So in essence, you now have these individuals, these gangsters who are directing the juveniles, coming into court and saying, hey, listen, I actually didn't pull the trigger. You have to resentence me. So they are taking advantage. George Gascon is the gift that keeps on giving to these criminals. He's better than Santa Claus because Santa Claus only comes once a year, and George is around 365.
Did you see his meltdown at the press conference the other day when he started yelling at the reporters to read his midterm report when they were trying connect his policies to the wave of the smash and grabs?
It was like a three-year-old being told that they can't have dessert until they eat their vegetables. Gascon is so used to being coddled and babied by individuals like his personal stenographer, James Quealy at the LA Times, and their editorial board, who, by the way, came out to support him today to tell us that, oh, no, it's not these reform policies that are causing this crime. Yeah, that's not what's behind the smash and grabs. It's not Prop 47. Again, they can tell us all they want that it's not raining outside. People are soaked. No one's buying it.
No, did you see the editorial in the LA Times? I was reading parts of it before. It was a full-throated denial that all these reforms have anything to do with the crime rave.
Listen, it's not working. If you notice, the Democratic establishment is abandoning this guy left and right. I was at a meeting where I pressured Janice Hahn, who didn't want to answer. She publicly said, I'm not supporting him. Luna jumped down my throat when I said George Gascon had endorsed him. He said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. And then he said, I'm not supporting anybody for DA because I have to work with whoever wins. Karen Bass doesn't even invite him to his party. By the way, another thing that needs to be done, LAPD has a ridiculous policy where they are not allowed to conduct what are called pretext stops, meaning you can stop somebody because they have a vehicle code violation, even if you actually suspect criminal behavior. You're allowed to do that under the laws of the United States. LAPD has now forbidden their officers from using pretext stops. That is how you end up catching these individuals. When you stop them, a lot of things develop, and cases turn into bigger cases. And that needs to get reversed. Of course, George Gascon, Karen Bass, Chief Moore, you don't see them out there doing anything about it. By the way, I watched Chief Moore on his interview the other day saying that some of these smash and grabs are apparently individuals who are hungry, stealing necessities.
Michael Moore said that? That some of these thieves are hungry?
Yes, Chief Moore said that basically some of these crimes are necessity crimes. Then he said, well, some aren't. And I saw Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the same thing, basically saying these criminals are stealing bread, et cetera. Who are we kidding? These are organized gangsters. These are juveniles who understand they want free stuff and they can take it and there's no consequence. And by the way, you might as well bring a gun to the party because you won't get any additional punishment. This is George Gascon's Los Angeles County. He is disgraced. He is incompetent. He is corrupt. He's going to cost this county $100 million in lawsuits by the time it's over. And by the way, John, he's not getting reelected. He knows it, and that's why he's having a meltdown like a three-year-old. I'm sure by the time I get off this phone, I'll probably have been transferred again. Hey, George, bring it. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, enjoy the Aleutian Islands. I think that's where you're headed. All right, John, I got to go. Thanks very much for coming on again. John Lewin, Deputy DA, working under George Gascon, and everything he said is right. And it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. Gascon has destroyed the criminal justice system, and now all the bad guys are running amok, and that's the beginning and end of the story. There's no other side to this. We got the Moist Line coming up in moments. We're going to play a little clip when we come back of the audio that he referenced, the inmate who says he's going to get George Gascon's tattoo. I guess we must have covered this story. I just didn't remember it.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Let's quickly play this clip of an inmate just back in April of 2022 discussing on how he was going to honor George Gascon.
It's looking real good. Now we got a new DA in LA, so they're going to... I got court on the 14th, fool. Right there in Compton, Thursday, so they're going to drop a gang of, my gun enhancement, my gang enhancement. My gang enhancement's 10 years, fool, for being a gang member. And then the gun and the commission of a crime.
Gascon or where the
I don't get that name on my face. That's a champ right there.
He's going to put Gascon on his face. Yeah. That's how happy the inmates are, tattooing Gascon on their face. All right, Moist Line time. First round, 1-877-MOIST-86 is the number. Let's let it rip.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Immigration, high crime, inflation. California, stop. You know, people are getting tired of it. Every time an election comes up, you get a chance to change it. What do? You vote for the same stoops that bend you over and do it to you all the time. I'm getting really sick of it. So stop. Either deal with it or just shut up.
You know those two Sikhs that beat the stuffing out of that thief? You can't really blame them, man. They were suffering from police protection insecurity.
I have to deal with these stupid Waymo driverless cars here in Phoenix. A couple weeks ago, one of them, we were in a construction zone, and the car just freaked out and stopped right in the middle of the construction zone. Couldn't get around it, couldn't go over it because there was cones everywhere. There's a bunch of cars backed up behind us. People are honking at me. There's nothing I can do about it. Yeah, they're a bunch of bullshit.
So this exact scenario happened with me. I have a Ford. I've never actually experienced so much charge anxiety in my life. I had three charging stations in a row in a remote area that completely failed, did not work at all.
Prior to Props 47 and 57, there was a thing called petty with a prior, 664 of the Penal Code. That meant if you had a prior theft on a record and you were arrested for shoplifting or retail theft, it was charged as a felony for the rest of your life. Didn't matter what the dollar amount was. What the state's trying to do is they're trying to decriminalize. That's why they raised the amount and they got rid of petty with a prior. Bring those things back, we'll have order.
After all these savage mob robberies that have taken place in Woodland Hills and Glendale area, I would think the store owners, and especially Rick Caruso, would put in these electronic hydraulic ballards that come out of the ground. And once a robbery starts taking place, the ballards come out of the ground and the cars are stuck in the parking lot. And guess what? They actually get arrested. I'm not sure if they get prosecuted, but they get arrested.
Was that guy sniffing girls related to Joe Biden by chance?
The reason why the crime is so high and people keep voting for these people? Voter harvesting and voter fraud.
Lahaina. Lahaina. Figure it out. It's Lahaina.
I can't take it anymore. I'm tired of the needle. I'm tired of the crime. I'm tired of the loafs in the road. I'm just tired. I can't take it anymore. I'm out of here. I'm going to Texas.
We live in a time where the government is more concerned with me rolling through a red light so they can take some money from me than if I get shot with bear spray at the mall. Every politician just...
John, let's be a little logical about this electric car garbage. If they don't provide us with gas vehicles and the electric cars have no chargeability, we end up on bicycles. Isn't that the goal from the beginning?
I was listening to Gascon's speech today regarding the break-ins and the mobs. It sounds like he's running for re-election the way he's talking. But I think someone should check and see if he owns stock in that company, because he seems a little more interested in the crime there than anywhere else in L.A. County. So check and see if him or a family member owns stock in Nordstrom.
Instead of talking about the federal people going in and enforcing all the problems, how about we send Katie Porter in with her whiteboard and let her clean house?
If you Google microscopic handbag, you will see that a Louis Vuitton handbag the size of a grain of sand sold for $63,000. Amazing. For a purse the size of a grain of sand, $63,000.
Have Biden stay in Hawaii. Have him retire there.
I'm listening to you talk about this crazy woman that was on an airplane and all upset about all the plastics that were in use. And I just tell you, I'm on a standard flight for the Boeing 777. It carries something like 30 years worth of fuel for one truck. Okay, so let's take that into consideration. Let's say it's like two-thirds of that, like 20 years. Still, that's a whole lot. Lady, you're worrying about the wrong stuff.
Just got a message from PG&E saying today and tomorrow, I need to cut down on my energy use. Last time I looked, I pay them to provide me with energy. And they're saying cut down? I can go to the gas station, buy all the gas I want. They're not saying cut down, but I'm supposed to buy an electric car. Maybe I can drive it Tuesday, Thursday? Maybe not. Sunday.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Electric car story I got to squeeze in before the end of the show. And something about the robo-taxis, because there was another commotion in San Francisco. All right, but we're falling behind time. We got Hacking a Dumpster coming up. We got a new candidate who appeared just this week. Then we got another round of the Moist Line. John and Ken Show.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And today's hack to throw in the dumpster is the Hawaii Governor Josh Green for giving Steve Gregory a scolding because Steve wanted to know why outside reporters outside of the local area weren't allowed to tour the fire scene. And Josh Green gave him a good scolding, and I'd rather play the clip than repeat it. The big story that came out today was that the head of emergency services resigned a day after he, what was the guy's name? Herman Andaya. He should live in infamy because he decided not to set off the sirens that could have helped clear out a lot of people. And not only that, they were all lying about it. They were claiming it's like, well, people think it's a tsunami siren and they would have headed for the hills and run right into the fire. No, Steve looked at the actual playbook, the manual, and discovered that the sirens are used for all natural disasters and they have different rhythms, short sirens, long sirens, a 3-minute siren without a break. And the public should know that by now. That's their job. Also, when you hear the siren, the first thing you do is you turn on the radio or you turn on the television, and the emergency broadcast system will give you instructions as to what to do. So they're all lying. Herman Andaya, the mayor, the governor, Josh Green. But what they're doing is they're deflecting by claiming cultural insensitivity on the part of the reporters. Cultural insensitivity, and that's the shield they use. It's like, well, now these are negative questions. They're too aggressive. You know, we have the spirit of aloha here. You're supposed to be gentle. Well, truth is, from all the reports I've seen, the Lahaina residents are really angry. The Maui residents are really upset with the way this was handled. Let's play the Governor Josh Green, the clips, and let's send him into the dumpster.
How many media went with us in on Saturday? See a raise of hands? Because I'm sure there were many with us. Six or eight. Because we had a media gaggle with us on Saturday. To suggest that we're not providing access is just simply inaccurate.
Well, we're being turned away.
Well, I'm glad you're being turned away in this case, because otherwise you'd be tromping on our dead neighbors. Now, you know, I'll answer the questions. You've done enough. That is what's happened. We've twice been in there. We've showed a great deal of pictures. There's footage. If you want to see the dust of those who have been lost, that's what you would see if you walk down there. Moreover, we do want to tell the stories, which is why we're here today. And we're happy to tell the stories. But a lot of the stories are very personal stories that people tell us in confidence. because they don't know yet themselves.
Okay, I'm done with this guy. All right.
So,
in honor of Steve Gregory, hack in a dumpster, this arrogant, double talking governor, Josh Green, pick him up. In. Boom. Hey, whatever. Thank you. It's enough of that. Blah, blah, blah. They're covering up a lot of stuff. They're lying about a lot of stuff. And that's why they're using their cultural insensitivity defense. That is a fake shield that these scoundrels use. And Steve's done a terrific job for us and the whole iHeart chain in the past week. All right. Got a few quickies. And then we're going to have a second round of the Moist Line. We have word that it was supposed to go on this hour. Gascon, the L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna, and others, they're having or have had a news conference. They've arrested two suspects connected to the purse snatching in Hacienda Heights. This is where that poor woman was dragged on the ground across a parking lot as she was trying to hold on to her purse, or maybe the purse got stuck on her body. So they've had this press conference sometime since 3 o'clock, we understand. Don't have any details. If we get it before the end of the show, we'll tell you about it. But I tell you, John Lewin, the deputy DA, gave Gascon a good roasting earlier this hour. You should hear that on the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeart app, which is going to be posted after 4 o'clock. That alone is worth the price. We had a Moist Line caller talk about those electric driverless robo-taxis that block traffic. And we told you about the 10 robo-taxis that stopped dead in traffic because there was a music concert going on and there were so many people using the internet that the wireless system for the taxis didn't work up in San Francisco last weekend. And then there was pictures of one robo-taxi that drove into wet cement and sank in San Francisco. Here's the third story of the week. A driverless taxi, this is again Cruise, it's the same company, with a passenger inside, collided with an emergency vehicle Thursday night, last night, shortly after 10 o'clock. The driverless taxi had a green light, entered the intersection of Polk and Turk Streets in the Tenderloin District, and was hit by an emergency vehicle that was en route to an emergency scene. Because I guess the robot car wouldn't recognize the sound of the sirens or understand the flashing of the lights. Passenger was treated on the scene. Well, I bet you that's his last ride. And taken in an ambulance to the hospital. But the injuries are, quote, non-severe. They're investigating the incident. And that same night, another Cruise car, a driverless taxi, collided with a vehicle at 26th and Mission. It had no passengers. The car entered the intersection on a green light. Another car ran a red light at a high speed. The driverless car detected the second vehicle and braked, but they still collided. City officials have asked state regulators to halt their approval of robo-taxis' unrestricted expansion in the city. Second story, and maybe I'll squeeze this into the next segment. I'll just tease it here. The CEO of Ford took his electric F-150 on a Route 66 road trip and said it was a reality check. There aren't any charging stations, he found out. This is the CEO of Ford. I'll give you some more details coming up, and we have another round of the Moist Line as well. John and Ken Show.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
Just quickly, the CEO of Ford is named Dalbir Bala, and everybody in the world knows that the bad thing about, well, there's a number of bad things about driving electric cars, but one of them is no charging stations unless you have a Tesla. He finally went on, he took the F-150 Lightning on a trip down Route 66 and went up Interstate 5. And he says, charging has been pretty challenging. It's a reality check. a good reality check of the challenges of our what our customers go through. So the guy is selling a very expensive vehicle, and he didn't know until he drove himself across country that there's very few places to charge it. He showed up in Coalinga, and he said he ended up using a low-speed charger that delivered him a 40% charge in 40 minutes. Out of touch doesn't even begin to describe it. Let's do the second round of the Moist line now. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I lived in Portland, and we finally had to move away. It was so awful. I told my husband in September, I am not staying here. We're either divorcing or you're coming with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm sure Mr. Spindler and Mr. Herman could do that.
I agree with you completely about Portland, but Portland is not Oregon. Portland is L.A.-like. The rest of Oregon is pretty conservative and beautiful.
Gascon says there are people out there that know who these flash mob shoplifters are, and it's their responsibility to come forward and report them so they can be prosecuted. Sounds to me as though Gascon is banking on everyone else to do his job while he sits on his and lets crime go unpunished.
Boy, that Gascon, they ask him point blank about crime in the city, and he goes, you have to read my midterm report. My midterm report says, oh, you made a report that makes it sound like you're doing your job, but everybody knows they can go out in the street and see actual real crime everywhere they look because you prosecute nobody. Oh, my God.
I was really happy to see that there is a governor in a state that is stupider than ours. This governor of Hawaii is such a freaking fake moron with his pretentious thinking that, you know, his government is the kingdom of Hawaii. And what Steve should have said was, you know, I'm sorry I said that. I understand as a native-born Hawaiian, you have a different perspective. Oh, wait, you're a stupid howley from New York.
Why are people still wearing masks, walking along a street, and there's nobody around them? I mean, didn't they get the memo? The pandemic's been over.
There's no way Josh Green should have responded like that. He's obviously trying to cover something up. Someone forgot to flip the switch. They forgot to notify the residents. They're covering up.
I heard Biden was going to visit Lahaina. Haven't those poor people been through enough?
I have a really great idea for the retailers to combat the problem with the smash and grab robbers. If they would all keep jars of marbles on their counters, and when the smash and grab robbers come in, dump them all over the floor like a scene from Home Alone, they'd all be scrambling around and falling down and give the authorities a chance to come in and nab them.
Oh, I like that.
Nobody's trying to hide anything. The culture is much different. They don't do things the same way that we do on the mainland. So I get why they're standoffish. It's just the way it is and how they do it.
Blake just accidentally coined a new phrase when he was rushing through his report, and he called these flash mob robberies a mobbery. He should own that phrase. This city is a cesspool, and now they're bringing it to Orange County, where I live.
These people are not mentally ill. They act like they're mentally ill because they fried their brains on drugs. Really, the majority are on drugs. They need drug treatment because they cannot function normally in society and are just using our tax dollars.
Hey, you hear what the migrants on the busloads are saying when they get off? We're going to Disneyland.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
All right, that's the Moist line. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, big storm coming in, right?
I heard, yeah. Yeah.
And so,
don't worry.
I'll tell you the truth, I've been avoiding my phone all day.
Why?
Because I'm getting texts and phone calls. I got two calls from Robin, and I think she wants me to come in Sunday because of the storm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't answer the phone then.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to stay low until
that's right. She'll never
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I know she listens on a Friday. All right, we have LAPD. The king of all detectives is coming on. A guy named Chris Pitcher. And he's going to tell us about these flash mob criminals.
Yeah.
They're going after him. Alex Michelson's going to come on. He'll tell us how even Steven he is, even though we know he's not. Steve Gregory, who, by the way, Steve Gregory is like the TMZ or the Joe Rogan of the islands. He's the one that's really creating a lot of movement in getting people help over there.
Yeah.
Guy from a big town goes over to the island, said this stinks right away. And he doesn't often do that. When he goes out of town, when he went to Katrina, you know, he pressed a little, but he saw that they had a lot of things in order. You know, the tents and the trailers and all that stuff was coming down. But because he wasn't there early on in Katrina, you know, like the first day. But man, he went over there to the islands and he was responsible, I think, for changing the head of FEMA.
Yeah, they don't obviously don't do this kind of reporting in Hawaii.
Right. Then
no one's used to it.
Then they should ask for help. You know, there should have been C-130 after C-130 coming into that Maui airport 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming FEMA is coming in now and the federal government is.
I haven't seen it.
I've been watching.
Yeah, I haven't seen any photos of any planes coming in there or Coast Guard cutters or Navy
FEMA's
ships.
FEMA's already set up for Southern California.
Oh, for this weekend.
That's what I heard. Yeah, they've pre-positioned.
Right, because we have a FEMA crew that is always on action. There's always action in California. Earthquakes, fire, flood, wind, we're always going.
Getting a hurricane this
right.
year.
Right, we have the experience in California because those guys do it 24 hours a day, 365 days. They never do it in Hawaii. They don't have to.
No.
They never have an emergency. And then Billy Ray is coming on with us to talk about the strike. So,
all right, Conway's next.
Thank you, man.
And Crozier live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.